With all that's been said about the civil rights movement, how many of us ever pause to recall its religious roots, even though we all know it was led, at least for a while, by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.? Professor James Farrell has, and he's offered to share with us his thoughts on the subject. Professor Farrell teaches American Studies at St. Olaf College, and he's the author of The Spirit of the 60s, published by Routledge Press.
One of the functions of American national holidays is to celebrate people who espouse dangerous ideas without actually celebrating the ideas. The Martin Luther King holiday may be headed in that direction. It's not yet a major shopping day with its celebrations, but it tends to celebrate an American hero who doesn't make anybody uncomfortable anymore. Increasingly, our holidays commemorate a radical past by making sure that it has no impact on the present. In an increasingly secular society, too, we tend to forget the religious roots of much of American radicalism. But the civil rights movement was nothing if not religious. On the King holiday, therefore, it might be useful to think briefly about the religious roots of the civil rights movement. American activists in the civil rights movement drew on the religious traditions of the Black Folk Church, the social gospel, Gandhian nonviolence, and American personalism to enunciate a vision of justice and activism that would become increasingly popular in the 1960s. These activists, from both the Black and white church traditions, preached and practiced at least a dozen dangerous ideas. Here are just a few of them. The civil rights movement stressed the inviolable dignity of persons, which was not the same as the rights of individuals. For most civil rights activists, the dignity of human beings was God-given. For others, it was just a given. Civil rights activists also expressed the radical idea that religion means something on days besides Sunday. They agreed with Martin Luther King that the contemporary church is often a weak, ineffectual voice with an uncertain sound. They condemned the compartmentalization of American life, which relegates religion to the personal and private realm. But they also believed that in God's creation, the arc of the moral universe bends toward justice, and they had faith that people of faith, called not to sanction things as they are, but to make things as they should be, would also bend themselves to create the kingdom of God on earth. The civil rights movement also contended that we are responsible not just for our words, but for our world, and not just for part of it. The civil rights leadership thought that justice was the operative principle of Christianity, because justice was love in action. Inaction, therefore, was unacceptable. Civil rights leaders knew that the law didn't always guarantee justice, and that, in fact, sometimes the law guaranteed injustice. In such a situation, they believed it was the moral obligation of good people to break the law. A third dangerous idea of the civil rights movement, therefore, is that jail is sometimes the right place to be. Thousands of civil rights activists went to jail for breaking the law. Sometimes civil rights activists thought it may be criminal not to be criminal. On the anniversary of Martin Luther King's birth, it's important for us to remember that our tradition includes the prophetic character and characters of American culture, including a religious radicalism that has much to teach us today.
You've been listening to James Farrell, author of The Spirit of the 60s. This is Talking History.